You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It means the world to us that you choose to listen to the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. We hope you keep Mix 100 turned on all day long. Denver's best mix of music to get you through your work hours. We got it right here at 100.3 on your FM dial. And a special shout out to everyone who listens on their Alexa device or on the using the streaming, using the online at mix100.com, using the app from your app store. Oh my God. There are multiple ways to access this show. Jeremy, can you walk people quickly through how they do this on an Alexa again? You got to train your Alexa, right?
Yeah, if you have one of these, you might know what I'm talking about, but you got to go into the Alexa app and there's a skills section in there and you got to search Mix 100 Denver in the skills section and then you hit the little enable button and then it'll actually tell you what you have to say to your Alexa, but I believe it's like, "Hey Alexa, play Mix 100 Denver," and from there on out, you can get us. And then, oh, we forgot to say, "Hey Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m.
It is time for a long time, first time. We started doing this 20 years ago, maybe. We realized there are a whole bunch of people who listen all the time, but have never grabbed their phone and called in for a variety of reasons. Maybe it's like, oh, it's just going to be busy. I'm not going to get through. Or, oh, I just like listening to other people. Or, oh, and there could be a lot of reasons.
Or nerves, you know. It's just, you know, it's a little stressful, you know.
So we are grateful to everyone who calls this show. You make the show. Mm-hmm. And so we do a special segment called Long Time, First Time for people who've listened for a while. And when we say long time, it could be 6 months. We don't care. It's just that you've been listening and never called. Today is your day. And you can talk about whatever you want. It could even be something that we've already talked about on the show today, and you've been stewing on it for a while, and you want to get through. That's fine. And I'll say the number slowly because you've never called it before. 303-691-1MIX. And if you don't like having to find the letters on there, I get you because I'm the same way. 303-691-1649. 691-1649. You do have to be at least 18 years of age, but other than that, give us a call. We'll ask you what's going on this weekend. This is a break the ice kind of moment, as Jeremy often likes to say, where we just kind of show you how easy it is to call in, and then you can call in for the rest of your life and you'll feel supremely comfortable about the whole thing.
Maybe it's just something you want to brag about, something going on with summer, a trip that you're going on. We want to hear about it. And the cool thing is too, is we'll make this a podcast so you can go back later and listen to yourself on the air and then share it with your friends.
So if the line rings for a while, don't get discouraged and hang up because Josh is trying to go through as quickly as possible. And if you get put on hold, be patient. Just hang tight on hold and we'll be back to visit with you. 303-691-1649. Long time, first time is next.
Attention, everybody.
It's your boys.
Please shut up.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Dom and Jeremy.
Why don't you shut up?
On Mix 100.
Segment of the show that we love so much called Long Time, First Time. And we have no idea where these conversations are going to go. And that's what makes them beautiful. Everybody who's on hold, don't hang up. Because we're going to go through these and get to you as quickly as we can. We're starting off today with Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca. Good morning and welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning, boys.
So morning. Glad that you finally called. What do you got going this weekend? Anything fun?
No, nothing in particular, which is kind of fine because I kind of like having a free and open weekend.
Yeah. It is a nice feeling when you have no dots on your calendar there in your phone.
It's the best.
What's on your mind, Rebecca?
Well, first I wanted to just call because I haven't called before. I've been listening to you guys for about 6 years, every morning almost. And dang. I love you, and I feel like you're my buds on my way to wherever I'm going. So thank you.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
You really made our day, and we don't take that for granted. Thank you for the kind words, Rebecca. We love you back, and we would tongue kiss you right now if we could.
Whoa, 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 dude.
You know we would.
Whoa.
You know we would.
Whoa.
I would.
Really?
Yeah,
we don't
sure.
even know her.
So what? She listens every day for 6 years? I'm going in.
You're going all tongue? That quick, huh? All right. All right,
Rebecca. Rebecca wouldn't push me away. She would say, great.
No,
she'd return it.
I feel the same.
Do you two need a room?
Maybe.
She has children, Dawn.
Wait, is that a child?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get it. Yep, it is.
Why is mommy kissing that man?
Oh, that's funny. What else? Why did you call us today besides to the great love that you showed? What else is on your mind?
I just wanted to say that it really irritates me. There's a popular game show. I don't know if I can say the name, but
sure you can.
On every night, every weeknight, Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Why do people buy the vowels when it's clear that the vowel is there?
Thank you.
Yes, they're losing money.
I so agree with you.
It's not necessary. You're taking money out of your own pocket.
That's the dumbest thing. I'm so glad you said that.
What are vowels running now? Do you know, Rebecca?
150, maybe.
150?
Something like that.
Why? When it's obvious.
Pick another letter. If you're giving the vowel to the next person.
But maybe it's not obvious to them, though.
It'd be something like, listen, you'll see the puzzle, and it'll be cow jumped over the, and there's an M and an N. All right?
At
the beginning and at the end, there's an N. And somebody go, can I buy a vowel?
Pat, I'd like to buy an O.
Really?
Exactly.
You're throwing $300 down the toilet.
My God.
That is so funny.
You made my day by bringing that up. Let me tell you, there's another game show thing on Jeopardy. Jeremy, did you see this story this morning about the Jeopardy contestant?
Oh, the way he was wording everything?
Yeah, so apparently the current Jeopardy champion, Rebecca, has been going, he's got like on a 6-game winning streak, but there are viewers who are referring to him as the most annoying contestant ever. And it's not because he's got a weird voice or anything. They say it's because he does what as his question for everything, including when it should be a who. Like one of the answers that was supposed to be, you know, who is Jim Parsons from Big Brain? Big Brain Theory. But he goes, what's Jim Parsons? So people are saying he's the most annoying contestant ever because he does what instead of who?
That's all you would focus on through the entire game. That is annoying.
Rebecca, thank you for calling us after all these years. We really do love you, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Great call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, see, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's how it works
well
on
done.
This show. Hello, Gina. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thank you. How are you doing, boys?
We're very well, Gina. Thank you.
I've been having a great morning. Jeremy has been mad at me for the last
down.
Hour.
The 7 o'clock hour was touch and go for a while for me.
He was very mad at me.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well.
But I just had the time of my life.
Tom was very rude. Very, very rude. What's going on this weekend for you, Gina Pants?
Oh, I don't know. Just
kind of
chill and take it easy.
Yeah, girl.
All right.
Fine.
Anything big happened in your life lately you want to tell us about?
Sure. So yesterday, my daughter and I were driving to work, and we were listening to you. And you guys had the mind bender on, and she got through. But right when she got through and was trying to talk to you guys, we got rear-ended.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so she had to hang up the phone.
Oh, no. I wish she had stayed on the phone and we could have talked her through everything, like while the police show up.
Well, are you guys okay?
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay.
I would have had you hand the phone to the driver of the car who rear-ended you so we could say, what were you thinking?
I know, right?
Is your daughter with you right now?
No, she's not.
No.
But did you get a winner for yesterday?
Yeah, we got a winner. Do you remember your guess?
We finally got a winner, yeah.
Do you remember your guess?
Yeah.
Hold on. Dom, give her the question from yesterday so she can participate.
All right, yesterday's mind bender. We're going to see if you can
get
it, Gina.
Start the music.
Wait a second.
There we go.
Welcome to the repeat mindbender with the Dom and Jeremy Show.
It's like it's happening.
1 in 3 people admit they've done this at a hotel. Gina, what's the answer?
Was it that people take the toiletry?
No.
Okay, well.
After all of that.
And you got a smashed car and a wrong answer.
The winning answer turned out to be they took something off the housekeeper's cart.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, wouldn't that be the same, the toiletry?
No,
because that would just be, and that could just be in the room, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
This is actually out in the hall, and they might be taking anything off of there. You know, the little tea packets that they do,
roll
the
of toilet paper.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I will tell you, I'll use this opportunity to plug the Mindbender Club. If you were a member of the Mindbender Club, you would get the email every day that gave you the answer, and you'd never wonder again.
See, Gina?
Mm-hmm.
See, I got to join, don't I?
Yeah, it's free. Mindbenderclub.com. Sign up today. Hey, what kind of car were you in that you got rear-ended? What are you guys driving?
A Hyundai Tucson.
Holy crap, I think that's what I'm going to be getting.
Yeah,
do you
Dom's
like it?
Looking at those. How did it hold up?
Yeah, it's a great car. It really is.
What kind Except of car rear-ended you?
Honda CR-V.
Those right. are good, too. Those I thought good. About that one. Well, I like both of the cars.
Good crash test ratings, Dom?
I hope so. Gina, we got to run. Thank you for being on the show, and good luck with all. I hope that person's insurance takes care of everything for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I want to get the brand new, the 2022s, the hybrid.
They're pretty sleek, huh?
Oh, those hybrid ones are good, good, good. All right, we've got Tyler, Amy, and Braden that we're going to get to here quickly. Tyler, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. Huh? Hey, guys.
Hi, buddy.
So you've been listening for a while, and you've never called, huh?
It's really interesting. I mean, I listened to the Mindbender on my way to elementary school and middle school with my dad. And, you know, right now I'm here sitting in front of my college now. I'm going to college this year, and it's just like, you know, it's a weird loop in time.
Yeah.
Thinking about how long it's been going on.
You're getting old, buddy.
Yeah, you are.
You're aging mm-hmm. really fast.
Is your hair starting to go gray? You getting a little paunch around your middle and all
uh-huh.
that?
It's coming.
It's not going gray, but it's growing out, and that's what's nice.
All right.
Where did you go to elementary school?
I went to Slavin's K through 8 school. It's where my mom teaches. So.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
And what was your middle school?
K through 8. So it was
okay.
through 8th grade. Okay. I was there before.
So high school?
I was there before I was born. When I was born, and then I went to the
My God, man.
Grade, so.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Smoky Hill High School.
Hill.
Yep.
And where are you off to college, my friend?
I'm sitting up here in Greeley at University of Northern Colorado.
There you go.
Go Bears! Go Bears!
Stinky town.
Stinky town.
What are you studying, man?
I'm going to major in acting.
In acting?
Acting!
Are you sure you want to do that?
100%. I poured my entire life into it, and yeah, that's what I see myself doing.
Well, I got to tell you something. Both Jeremy and I were actors in high school. We did drama in high school,
all the way through, man.
And so we applaud that, and we hope you have a sterling career. Break a leg, Tyler. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you listening for so long. That's really cool. Elementary school through college.
True.
God, I love our listeners. Jeremy, say hello to Amy, who's been
Hi.
Holding politely.
Hi, Amy.
Well, maybe she's not going to say hi back.
Nope.
Hello, Amy.
Gone. That's too bad.
Have Josh get on that line. See if he can save her. Maybe she's just in a bad cell spot. Try to save Amy. Somebody save Amy.
She's eating a breakfast burrito or something.
Here comes Braden. Hi, Braden.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, loud and clear. Yeah. We got you 5x5, buddy.
All righty.
Okay.
What's going
All right.
On?
Well, thanks for calling. Have a good weekend.
Bye,
Braden. No, we're kidding. kidding. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, not much. Don't have too much plans.
Okay.
Just a little bit of work on Saturday.
What kind of work?
Well, I do pest control.
Oh, Dom's been dealing with that, man.
My God.
Dom has scorpions in his house.
We just found a scorpion in my house yesterday. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
crazy. I know. It is crazy. Yeah. I was telling Jeremy that we had to fire the pest control people because they just weren't getting it done. So I hired a new one that came out last week. And since they've been out, we've seen more bugs than before. So I don't think they were spraying pesticide, Braden. I think they were spraying sugar water is what I think
they were.
It
was Kool-Aid they were putting down. Here, little ants.
Is it the red Kool-Aid or the grape Kool-Aid?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you know what I have learned over the years? Because I moved to a place, Braden, where there's a lot of bugs. And I've learned with pest control, and Jeremy, I don't know if you knew this or not.
What's that?
The record keeping that pest control companies have to do to document like every ounce of whatever chemical they are putting out, they have to keep these pretty meticulous records.
Not stealing it? Is that what they're...
It's probably, I would imagine it's some sort of lawsuit prevention thing, Braden. Am I right about that?
Right. And some of our products we can only put down, you know, 2 times a year in a certain amount of quantity, stuff like that.
Okay. You don't want to overdo it for
health issues. Do you worry about
inhaling
all that stuff and everything, Braden? Does it bother you?
Depends on what it is.
I don't want to put it all over the inside of your house. That concerns me a little bit, but are you mostly bugs, Braden, or do you do like, you know, squirrels in the dryer vent and all that?
we do some rodents like mice and rats, but nothing bigger, no squirrels or bunnies or stuff like that.
Okay.
I have a lot of people ask me if I can do snakes, and I'm like, well, I'll pick the snake up and move it, but it's not
will you
my
really?
Description. I would, huh. Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't like snakes. Mm-hmm. I got snakes around here, too. Yes. You know, I got to tell you, before we let you go, there was a picture that I posted on social media several years ago. I remember I was at an intersection. I was behind a guy in a truck who was a pest control guy. And they had printed on the back of the truck, it was some sort of little sticker that was tried to tout how safe they were, Braden. And so the sticker said something like, this vehicle will never do more than like 55 miles per hour, something like that. And my post was, then I ain't hiring you. Because if I see bugs, I want you doing 95 to get over to my house.
You want lights and sirens, huh?
Exactly. I'm not impressed if you go slow. You better hurry.
Choppy, choppy. I got spiders, man.
Braden, how long have you been listening to this silly show?
You know, I've been listening since I was probably about 11. I'm in the same boat as Tyler. Been listening since, you know, elementary school in the car with my parents. And, you know, I turned 19 in August.
Hey, you're getting
That's
old too, man.
Cool, yeah. That really means a lot to us, buddy.
Yep.
We appreciate it. Say hi to your family for us and tell them we said thank you also, okay?
For sure, I will. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too,
thank
bud.
Thank you, Braden. What a polite young man.
Very courteous, isn't
he? He's going places. And he's going to kill a lot of things
when
he gets there.
He apologizes to the bugs before he kills them. Listen, I'm sorry I have to do this.
He does the little sign of the cross and everything.
Right, yeah.
What'd you think of a long time first time today?
Good humans right there, buddy.
One of the best we've done in a long, long time.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Jeremy will make sure that this gets up as a podcast.
Yep.
And you'll be able to listen to those of you who got through.